Well, the Big Picture program this morning is brought to you by Abi Dawji, all the way from Croatia. There may be a bit of a delay in the line, so we'll cross straight over to Brother Abu Bakr Dawji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How do you say good morning in Croatian?
I really don't know, Maulana. I really don't know. I'm just greeting everybody with salam. And strangely, they're responding also.
Mashallah, mashallah. That's the beauty of the salam, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
So exactly where are you? Tell us a little bit about the country and what you're observing.
Well, Maulana, we arrived in Sarajevo in Bosnia last night at 8 p.m. Alhamdulillah, the group is in good health and enjoying themselves, and all of them asked me to take their names one by one and convey their salams. And you know what? I was seriously thinking of doing that to fill most of this program, because we were touring so much in Croatia that I had no time to catch up on what's happening in the world. And so cannot do any kind of analysis for the big picture about Palestine or Syria and so on. But in the end, I decided on conveying a job lot salam from everyone in the group to all their families and friends. We are really blessed, alhamdulillah. Weather is 25 degrees. We were in Dubrovnik in Croatia for the last few days, about 3-4 days. Actually, we were not right in Dubrovnik. We were about 12 kilometers outside of the town at a holiday resort. And rather than taking a bus to the town, we went on a large boat along the coast and landed in the town. And along the way, of course, the sea was a bit choppy, so people were reading their kalimas all along the way. The place is teeming with thousands of tourists from all over the world. Dozens of cruise ships were coming and going, hundreds of tour buses all over the place. The town itself was chock-a-block. There is the old city in the middle of the town, similar to the old city in Jerusalem where Al-Aqsa is located. Now, I've noticed that almost every town and city in Europe has what they call the old city, high castle walls surrounding the whole place, not a very big area. And this was to defend against invaders. The history of Europe is full of stories of invasions and conquests and so on. Anyway, about tourism, why is Croatia full of tourists? Are you still there, Maulana?
Yes.
All right. So I'll just continue because I believe that you've got an echo on your side. Anyway, the question is, why is Croatia full of tourists? And the answer is simple. And you can see it very simply, in fact, because Croatia is incredibly, mind-blowingly beautiful. All in my group have agreed that Cape Town can go and sleep. This place is stunning and very, very difficult to describe. Beautiful mountain drives and absolutely fascinating towns and villages, and the bays and harbor filled with yachts and restaurants along the promenade, the esplanade, and all teeming with tourists, and all of them, of course, the restaurant. You have these tourists leisurely dining on exquisite cuisine, especially seafood, for which Croatia is noted. Of course, we are also into seafood, but right there in the old city, we discovered a most welcome oasis in the desert, a halal food place, Tutto bene, it's called. All the meat there, and also to this one hotel, the five-star hotel called Sheraton, all the meat that goes to this Tutto Bene and the Sheraton, which serves only halal food, comes from one abattoir where the slaughtering is done by Muslims. So that was quite a surprise. And of course, we all dived in and demolished the massive burgers and shawarmas. And how did we learn about the abattoir and the halal slaughtering? Well, about a week ago, I told the tour company in Dubrovnik that I heard that there was a sizable Muslim community in Croatia, and that if there is a chance to meet some of them, that would be absolutely great. So on our first day, we were told that there is a masjid in the center of the old city, and that we had an appointment to meet with the Imam, the Sheikh. Let me relate a little incident, one that really surprised and inspired us. One brother in our group decided to go to the masjid earlier with his wife, earlier than 4:30 p.m. when we had the appointment. So these two entered the building. Actually, it's not a masjid. It's a building in town, but it's just a normal building with about three floors, and one was converted into what we call a Jamaat Khana. So in the Wazoo Khana, when these people entered in the Wazoo Khana area, this brother saw a tall man busy cleaning the toilet and mopping the whole place, and the brother felt sorry for this big dignified looking man cleaning the toilets, and he was brother was considering giving him some money. But while he took his wife to the ladies' area and he came back, the man had already gone. Later, the whole group arrived at 4:30 for our appointment, and we sat in the salah area, and our guide went to call the sheikh. The tall, distinguished-looking man who walked in was the man who was cleaning the toilets. Eh? Hmm. And he was the sheikh. He was the head of the community in Dubrovnik. Lucky our brother was sitting on the floor when this man came in, otherwise he would have fallen off his chair. And then the sheikh addressed us. What an absolutely informative and inspiring talk he gave. He told us that there were 1,000 Muslim families in Dubrovnik, so there's about 5,000 people there. And he said that all of them had originally come from Bosnia many years ago. This is mainly a Christian, Catholic country. So the main question what we asked him was, what was the attitude of Christians to Muslims, given that there's a rising tide of hatred in the rest of Europe? And he answered that in Croatia there is absolutely no Islamophobia or hatred towards Muslims at all. Nothing.
Wow.
On the contrary, Muslims and Christians live in total harmony, and all religions are given equal respect by the state. And we were quite surprised to hear that Muslim marriages are recognized by the state. And as we spoke, he made a lot of jokes, and he's a really cheery character, especially about how he met his wife. He has a PhD from the university in Bosnia, and his wife is a muallima, and both conduct madrasa classes on the top floor of the building. And he was so committed both to his community and also to do dawah work with the Christians. He then showed us the plans of a masjid that the community is intending to build in the town. He said that they want to build it at as low cost as possible, but still it will cost 2 million euros. That's about 15 million rands. And he asked us to take the message home in case someone decides to contribute to this absolutely worthwhile, worthy project. And just as we were surprised to hear about Muslim marriages being recognized by the state, considering what's happening in South Africa right now with the debate around Muslim personal law and so on, something else also came to mind, and that was about how some suburbs in South Africa are hostile to the idea of a masjid being built in its area. Well, it was surprising to hear that the Christian mayor of Dubrovnik had contributed 150,000 euros to this new masjid project. Can you believe it? 150,000. Multiply that by 16 and you'll get the rands. Well, that tells you so much about the harmony that prevails between Christians and Muslims. Quite incredible, actually. And yesterday, we entered Bosnia and stopped at a few towns, and the big one was, of course, Mostar, where the famous bridge is located in the center of the town. Once again, there were thousands of tourists, and as we walked through the cobblestone streets, people were from from the rows and rows of small shops selling all kinds of things. They all greeted, "Assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Where you from, brother? Where you from?" It was so wonderful, eh? All these whiteys, these people all look like from Sweden and Norway and so on. And here they were greeting us, Islamic greetings, and really it was a very warm feeling. The main site, as I said, is the ancient bridge. It's very, very high. Very high, and it's like an arched bridge. From there, it's very, very ancient, and from there people, that is their devils, they dive into the water. Dive into the water. Now, on September 24th, which I think is tomorrow, incidentally, it's a public holiday in South Africa, I believe. And do you know why? No. Not because of Heritage Day or anything like that. It's a public holiday because it's my birthday. And that should be obvious to all of you. Ish. Those 42 years went by so fast. They're unbelievable. Anyway, on the 24th of September, 50,000 tourists and locals will converge on Mostar to witness the Red Bull diving competition that will take place from this bridge. Hundreds of TV stations have already taken up positions at the top of the bridge and at the bottom along the river and so on. The dive is actually very, very dangerous. There are huge rocks in the place where the divers will hit the water, so they have to be very careful. But divers come from all over the world to take part in this diving festival. Yesterday, my group asked me to jump, but I said, no, I won't do it because I didn't bring my swimming costume. But you know what, you never know, maybe on my birthday, I'll just do that dive. And what a way to go. You can write, Maulana, you can write on my tombstone, arrived 24th September and departed 24th September. So start cooking the kheer and aloo gosht. Anyway, today we will be doing a morning tour of some sites here in Sarajevo, and then Salah at the local masjid. There's so many massages in the city, and then lunch at a restaurant. My group has agreed that they are prepared to pay 100 euros each for some dal, rice, soji, papar, aloo fry, fried brinjal, fried peppers, and kachumbar, and a piece of fried fish. 100 euros. So I'll be going around looking for some manjaras type shop around here somewhere. I don't think I'll find it. On Sunday, we go to Srebrenica. Srebrenica. I have very, very mixed feelings about going there. It depressed me very greatly the last time. But I have to go there to pay my respects to those who perished in that horrible, horrible genocide. It's a place of blood and tears. Families still go there to cry for their loved ones, children, babies, young and old people murdered just for being Muslims. And bodies are still being found in mass graves all over the place. Killings from 22 years ago, only discovered now and identified by a long process of DNA analysis. It's a real sad story. More of that next week, inshallah. And as I said, I'm dreading going there, Maulana. That's all from this travelogue.
You know, you spoke something about 42. I just wanted to ask you, when did you stop counting? About 20 years ago?
Maulana, don't start with me. Eh? Don't start with me, please.
You know, they say old is lekker. Enjoy the rest of your trip. I know you're going to miss
It's a good thing this is radio, Maulana, so people can't see me.
You're going to miss your aloo gosht today, but enjoy the rest of your trip, inshallah. Very fascinating, this travelogue of yours.
Jazakallah khair, Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to everyone. We're having a great time. And hope to bring you all with me the next time, inshallah.
Inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ebi Dawji from Bosnia. He was in Croatia yesterday. Some interesting stuff there in terms of his experiences and observations. It's now 29 minutes to 9. We'll go for the latest news headlines. And after that, we'll come back, inshallah, with this morning's edition of The Quiz.